Well, we're brewing up a storm today at Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and still hosting the show, at least this week. They haven't fired me yet, and still supported by my trusty team of Alex and Chris, who have been producing stuff. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn. LinkedIn's been a growing segment for us. We're really appreciative of everything that's going on. But our next guest, Tom Papa of Espresso Plus. Wow. Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Hey, tell us about Espresso Plus.
Well, Espresso Plus, specialty beverage division of Bacardi Foods. Bacardi Foods, major Italian niche importer. Been around for probably 65 years anyway. Espresso Plus, separate entity. I'm partners with the brothers that own Bacardi Foods, John and Anthony DiVigilio, and we have Espresso Plus. Espresso Plus, master importers of premium coffees, high-end espresso machines, importers and distributors. We distribute all throughout New England, and we're hitting probably anything from a mom-and-pop operation to your Tuscan Kitchens, Cafe Nero's, premium places like that. Wilts Chris, a lot of national accounts, Olive Gardens.
So those fabulous-looking coffee machines that I see in restaurants, those would be the things I would see from you?
Yeah, we take it from like $200 to $35,000.
Yeah, some of those machines, they're like, you know, pieces of art. They're like antique cars.
Yes.
They're really beautiful.
Well, we joke about it all the time because we have a, you know, we have a service department of 10 technicians that are, we have six vans on the road running around every day, repairing anything from an Arbonne Pond, Starbucks, Dunkin' machines, to all the restaurants that we supply with coffee and equipment. So we joke about it because I say, I still have that 1970 Chevelle brake caliper out there, you know, because we have a warehouse full of the old antiques that, believe it or not, people love. They love the old antique machines. If you walk into a Cafe Nero and you look up on the shelves, they purchase a lot of those old antique machines from us. Or say Cafe Vittorio, one of the largest cafes in Boston down the North End. A lot of those antiques have been purchased from us, or we donate to people that really appreciate it. And we still get them running.
Most of them from the same country, those old machines?
I'm going to say that 99% of them are from Italy.
They are.
Yes, the original.
And
the
do
original.
They need a lot of repair? Are they like Italian cars?
Yes. Yes. And they cost just as much for the parts.
I'm sure. Yeah. But they are special, aren't they?
Yes.
And they do make a better cup of coffee?
I believe they do. I honestly believe they do. You don't see many machines other than those old Italian machines manufactured, you know, dating back to like 1903. Some of them ran off of gas. Then they moved over to electric afterwards. So you still see that out there. And I believe they make the best because they were manufactured properly back then. And they still are, actually. Like the Cimbali machines, they still have the solid copper boilers and the nickel dipped and brass fittings. So they last a long time.
So let's pretend there's not a microphone in front of you.
Yeah.
And I had an espresso machine in front of you.
I'd be saying, don't hurt me like this.
Why is that a compromise for you?
There's a major difference between a traditional espresso machine.
Because that's mainstream. I agree. It's a mainstream machine.
To the Nespresso product and machine that is, it's not dealing with the same bar pressure, the boiler is, there's no boiler, it's a thermal block that's heating up the water, almost like your instant hot water at your house, where you would hit that and then the element is just going on and heating the water as it comes out. It's very different than a manufactured machine that's Italian made, that has a real boiler system that's maintaining that boiler and that steam, the recovery will be there when you wanted to make, say, four in a row. I imagine with that Nespresso machine, if you went to make your cappuccino and you're steaming the milk and frothing that milk, you're not going to be able to make like four very quickly.
No.
A lot of people love Nespresso.
Have you ever had an espresso that you thought tasted okay? I have an espresso,
I know you do. You said it before.
Well, I mean, I grew up with my mother, putting a coffee pot on the stove.
There you go.
A percolator. So from where I grew up to where I am now.
Those women still come in, and the older people come in with those stovetops. I'm one of the few people that sell the gaskets for the old Bialettis. We still sell those Bialettis.
My mother used to burn coffee because she'd actually put the coffee on the stove with the percolator, and then she'd go upstairs to do her thing.
Yep.
And half the time she'd forget, and I'd be smelling in my bedroom burnt coffee.
Those are the best way to make it. You know what? It's funny. The Americans have been come to be taught that you need that froth on the top. You have to see that little, the crema on top of the espresso, you know, and they're taught to know the froth has to be thick on the cappuccino. But realistically, if you make it on the stovetop, you're not getting that thick crema on top of the espresso. You're just getting a great cup of coffee. That's a good espresso. But getting back to your espresso machine, because, see, I'm the master importer and distributor for Lavazza Coffee. We're like number two in the country. Okay, so we have 40-foot containers coming in every other week from Italy, and that's our importing side of it, along with the machines.
Right.
So Lavazza also offers a little capsule, okay? It's called a blue capsule, Lavazza Blue, okay? Which is a great program that I offer for a lot of restaurants. If you could do the numbers and you're selling 300 to 400 shots of espresso a month and you're gonna go through a couple of cases of coffee, then we actually place the machine, service it for you. So the only cost really is the water filtration that we charge very minimal for.
Well, I've noticed in a lot of restaurants, they don't want staff thinking. So they just want them to go up to a machine and push a button nowadays.
Consistency.
Right.
But those capsules,
yeah.
The Lavazza capsules, if you open up that capsule and I put it next to your Nespresso and we went side by side and I said, here's your Lavazza capsule. There's a beautiful 8-gram shot.
We'll even say it better.
Nicely ground
Lavazza.
Coffee, okay. And now you open up your Nespresso and you do it and you dump it out. Okay. We dump them both on a napkin. You're going to see there's 7 to 8 grams over here of nice coffee, which is a true espresso shot. And over here, you're probably looking at 5 to 6 grams, maybe. And it's a lot finer.
How much coffee do you have every day?
I'm good for, it depends how many cuppings I'm doing with clients, but I'm averaging probably 6 to 7 espressos.
And not an issue?
No, I'm used to it. I sleep very well.
Yeah. Do you drink decaf?
I don't. I'm not a big fan of decaf coffee. I know how it's prepared a lot of times. Unless you're drinking a premium coffee, you really don't want to drink a decaffeinated coffee because of the way it's the way they rinse off the caffeination. Okay,
right. I know.
Yes. So a lot of people, I don't want to knock the decaf for drinkers. So but you really want to be careful.
What are the biggest challenges you're facing in running a business like yours?
Well, I tell you, if it wasn't for my staff. I think it would be the staff related more than anything. Espresso and coffee has become, you know, it's number two commodity in the world, and there's a demand for it. So to keep up with that demand, we keep growing, and we have to keep up with hiring staff. And that is our biggest thing, is we need more technicians. We need people out on the road. So if anybody needs a job and really wants to work, please call me, because I've had ads out and we can't keep up with the demand.
That's hard.
Yeah, that is the biggest
challenge. It's the most common concern that all my clients tell me in today's world. It's about staffing and the right staff. Yeah. It's all about people.
I'm happy to say, you know, most of my staff has been with me for at least 6-7 years.
Right.
And, you know, I run it like a ship. I
mean, so you actually, you have a threat, you have a blackmail going with every one of them?
Yeah. that's it. Yeah. That's what I do every day. It's just, you know, it's what makes it work. Only coffee until you don't have it.
Generally speaking, do you find that better people in the coffee business like coffee?
Yes. Most people, I think professionals in the coffee business have a passion for what they do. And I'm talking a true professional to, you know, your hipsters now. It's really the range has just been like this. You're dealing with the mom and pop operation that's just starting out. You're dealing with the national accounts. You're dealing with the hipsters that want to know the exact temperature and the pressure coming out. And they're exact. Everything has to be the exact amount of seconds that it's going to take to make that espresso. So it is a challenge making everybody happy and being able to deal with everybody.
So I love keep putting you on the spot.
And you are.
The last chain coffee shop that you were in by choice.
Yep.
Which one?
I would say it was a Cafe Nero, and it is a great cup of coffee. Cafe Nero, not many people know it in this country, but they came to me 2 years ago saying, you know what, Tom, we never sold drip coffee because they're very large. They're in the UK, they're probably 1,000 locations. They're like the Dunkin' Donuts of the
UK.
Right. So now they came over here and nobody really knows them, but in a year and a half, less than 2 years, we have
like
20
them.
Locations
they,
open.
And they have, it's an interesting design of the facilities that they have.
They do it right.
Right.
They train their staff right.
I think they could still be working on the bakery goods.
We are.
They're contracting the bakery goods. I can tell.
I am. I'm just the coffee guy.
Yeah,
I'm the coffee guy. That's all I am. Simple coffee guy.
Now you could have a bad year on a bad coffee purchase and a good year on a coffee purchase, regardless of everything else, isn't that? I grew up in the food distribution business.
Okay, all right.
So you buy coffee.
Most people don't know that.
So you're buying coffee in bulk at times, but if you make a bad call, no matter what you do that year, you've had a bad year, right?
Yes. You're right, because you know what, your smaller roasters will buy green bean, and they won't stock a lot of product for that reason, because you never know. Most people aren't aware of what you just said. Yes, we don't only deal with Labatt's, we deal with
my family was food distribution. My dad had good years just on coffee and sugar.
Yes.
He had bad years just on coffee and sugar. Exactly,
that's right.
And he sold everything, but those were the things he bought. Train roads.
Yes, because most
train
people
cars
need
up.
To know that the purchasing coffee is you're watching. It's all the C market. It's
right.
The stock market. It's the number two commodity. I monitor the C market bean because that's my pricing. That's how I'm buying. So I have to monitor when to buy, when not to buy, and also where we're dealing with so many people. I bet you we have close to 2,000 clients at this point after all these years. And the hardest part is to make sure that you have enough coming in. Not as much for Lavazza, because we have a great relationship with them. We usually have a full warehouse, but the smaller companies like the Barry House Coffee that we sell out of Upper State New York, fourth generation people, very good coffee, and that's a gourmet roaster.
We do a food show in Canton. I think it's Canton. Yeah,
it moves,
and we'd love to have you come back. Maybe you'd bring a couple little thermos of some coffees and do a little tasting
absolutely.
For us. We'll talk about what you're selling. I think that's better, you know, because we'll put it on YouTube. But until then,
I didn't know it was going to be on YouTube. I wasn't prepared for this one.
Well, clearly you didn't comb your hair today, Tom. If someone wants to find you, how would they do that?
Espresso Plus, Medford, Mass. You know?
You're the only one who came in today with a jacket on, so don't worry about it. Sorry, I cut you off in the middle of the address.
No, thank you. It's 85 Commercial Street in Medford, and we're easy to find.
Great.
EspressoPlus.com.
I want to thank you, Tom, for being on the show. We're going to bring you back again, okay?
Thank you very
much.
We
love promoting your business. And my name is Jeffrey Davis. We're talking with Tom from Espresso Plus. Check it out if you want good coffee for your establishment. We're going to have a break. We'll be right back after these messages on the one and only Top of the Percolator Radio Entrepreneurs.